The Utah legislature has allocated $300,000 to help encourage startup and existing businesses to expand into rural Utah.
There is an opportunity to raise up the entire economy of rural with some of these incentive programs.
Facebook and other large companies who are locating in Utah qualify for the Economic Development Tax Increment Financing Program,
which is for very large projects that the state is able to recruit into Utah. And because of the unique situation in rural, some of our projects would never be large enough to qualify. This is basically designed for companies that are ready to grow. They can have funds supplied back to them from the state tax commission.
The targeted business tax credit was designed by the Utah legislature to help encourage economic growth in areas that have been challenged by infrastructure and internet delays. Anderson says to help strengthen rural economies, the state has invested in projects to improve broadband service, for example.
To the point where some areas out in rural have better coverage even than you all do on the Wasatch Front.
The Utah Rural Economic Development Office is hoping to allocate up to $100,000 to at least three qualified businesses looking to make a major investment.
I do believe these programs are good, productive usage of taxpayer funds, but we've got a vast opportunity in rural. We've got the space that maybe the Wasatch Front needs more of right now.
Businesses interested in locating and expanding in rural Utah have until February 1st to apply for the tax credit. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Bringhurst.